Hello and welcome back to Sleepy Time Tales for Kids with me and Xavier. The Tale of Mrs. Tittlemouse by Beatrix Potter. Once upon a time, there was a wood mouse, and her name was Mrs. Tittlemouse. She lived in a bank under a hedge. Such a funny house! There were yards and yards of sandy passages leading to storerooms and nut cellars and seed cellars, all amongst to the roots of the hedge. There was a kitchen, a parlor, a pantry, and a larder. Also, there was Tittlemouse's bedroom, where she slept in a little box bed. Mrs. Tittlemouse was a most terribly tidy, particular little mouse, always sweeping and dusting the soft, sandy floors. Sometimes a beetle lost its way in the passages. Sure, little dirty feet, said Mrs. Tittlemouse, clattering her dustpan. And one day a little old woman ran up and down in a red spotty cloak. Your house is on fire, Mother Ladybird. Fly away home to your children. Another day, a big fat spider came in to shelter from the rain. Beg pardon, is this not Miss Muffet? Go away, you bold, bad spider, leaving ends of cobweb all over my nice clean house. She bundled the spider out at a window. He let himself down the hedge with a long, thin bit of string. Mrs. Tittlemouse went on her way to a distant storeroom to fetch cherry stones and thistle down seed for dinner. All along the passage, she sniffed and looked at the floor. I smell of honey. Is it the cowslips outside in the hedge? I'm sure I can see marks of little dirty feet. Suddenly, she met round the corner Babbity Bumblebee. Biz, biz, ziz, ziz, said the bumblebee. Mrs. Tittlemouse looked at her severely. She wished that she had the broom. Good day, Babbity Bumble. I should be glad to buy some beeswax. But what are you doing down here? Why do you always come in at a window and say, ziz, biz, biz? Mrs. Tittlemouse began to get cross. Ziz, whiz, whiz, replied Babbity in a peevish speak. She skittled down a passage and disappeared into a storeroom which had been used for acorns. Mrs. Tittlemouse had eaten the acorns before Christmas. The storeroom ought to have been empty, but it was full of untidy dry moss. Mrs. Tittlemouse began to pull out the moss. Three or four other bees put their heads out and buzzed fiercely. I'm not in the habit of letting lodgings. This is an intrusion, said Mrs. Tittlemouse. I will have them turned out. Buzz, buzz, buzz. I wonder who would help me. Buzz, buzz, buzz. I will not have Mr. Jackson. He never wipes his feet. Mrs. Tittlemouse decided to leave the bees till after dinner. When she got back to the parlor, she heard someone coughing in a fat voice. And there sat Mr. Jackson himself. He was sitting all over a small rocking chair, twiddling his thumbs and smiling with his feet on the fender. He lived in a drain below the hedge in a very dirty, wet ditch. How do you do, Mr. Jackson? Dear me, you have got very wet. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mrs. Tittlemouse. I will sit a while and dry myself, said Mr. Jackson. He sat and smiled, and the water dripped off his coat tails. Mrs. Tittlemouse went round with a mop. He sat such a while that he had to be asked if he would take some dinner. First, she offered him cherry stones. Thank you, Mrs. Tittle Mouse. No teeth, no teeth, no teeth, said Mr. Jackson. He opened his mouth most unnecessarily wide. He had not a tooth in his head. Then she offered him thistledown seed. Tiddly, widdly, widdly, puff, 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 said Mr. Jackson. He blew the thistledown all over the room. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Tittlemouse. But now what I really, really should like would be a little dish of honey. I am afraid I haven't got any, Mr. Jackson, said Mrs. Tittlemouse. Tiddly, widdly, widdly, Mrs. Tittlemouse, said smiling Mr. Jackson. I can smell it. That is why I came to call. Mr. Jackson rose ponderously from the table and began to look into the cupboard. Mrs. Tittlemouse followed him with a dishcloth to wipe his large red footmarks off the parlor floor. When he had convinced himself that there was no honey in the cupboard, he began to walk down the passage. Indeed, you will stick fast, Mr. Jackson. Tiddly, widdly, widdly, Mrs. Tittlemouse. First, he squeezed into the pantry. Tiddly, widdly, widdly, no honey, no honey, Mrs. Tittlemouse. They were three creepy, crawly people hiding in the plate rack. Two of them got away, but the littlest one got caught. Then he squeezed into the larger. Mrs. Butterfly was tasting the sugar, but she flew away out of the window. Tiddly, widdly, widdly, Mrs. Tittlemouse. You seem to have plenty of visitors. And without any invitation, said Mrs. Thomasina Tittlemouse. They went along the sandy passages, tiddly widdly buzz buzz buzz. He met Papatium around the corner and snapped her up and put her down again. I do not like bumblebees, said Mr. Jackson. They are all over with bristles, said Mr. Jackson, wiping his mouth with his coat sleeve. Get out, you nasty old toad, shrieked Babbity Bumble. I shall go distracted, scolded Mrs. Tittlemouse. She shut herself in the nut cellar while Mr. Jackson pulled out the bee's nest. He seemed to have no objections to stings. When Mrs. Tittlemouse ventured to come out, never did I see such a mess, smell of honey and moss and thistle down and marks of big and little dirty feet all over my nice clean house. She gathered up the moss and the remains of the beeswax. Then she went out and fetched some twigs to partly close up the front door. I will make it too small for Mr. Jackson. She fetched some soft soap and flannel and a new scrubbing brush from the storeroom, but she was too tired to do any more. First, she fell asleep in her chair, and then she went to bed. Will it ever be tidy again? Said poor Mrs. Tittlemouse. Next morning, she got up very early and began a spring cleaning, which lasted a fortnight. She swept and scrubbed and dusted, and she rubbed up the furniture with beeswax and polished her little tin spoons. When it was all beautifully neat and clean, she gave a party to five other little mice without Mr. Jackson. He smelled the party and came up the bank, but he could not squeeze in at the door. So they handed him 8 corn cupfuls of honey due through the window, and he was not at all offended. He sat outside in the sun and said, "Tiddly widdly widdly, to your very good health, Mrs. Tittlemouse." The end. See you soon for the next story. Until then, sleep tight, nighty night.